feds, pilot and Kobe Bryant crash was disoriented in clouds. By AP on February 9, 2021. Los Angeles, AP, U.S. safety investigators said Tuesday that the pilot of Kobe Bryant's helicopter flew through clouds last year in an apparent violation of federal standards and likely became disoriented just before the helicopter crashed, killing Bryant and 8 others. Pilot Arezzo Bayon was flying under visual flight rules, which meant that he needed to be able to see where he was going. Robert Sumwalt, chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, said during a hearing to specify the likely cause or causes of the crash. Zoe Bayon piloted the aircraft to climb sharply and had nearly broken through the clouds when the Sikorsky S-76 helicopter banked abruptly and plunged into the Southern California hills below, killing all aboard. The helicopter did not have the so-called black box recording devices, which were not required. The revelation during the hearing followed plenty of finger-pointing. Bryant's widow had blamed the pilot. She and relatives of the other victims also faulted the companies that owned and operated the helicopter. The brother of the pilot didn't blame Bryant but said he knew about the risks of flying. The helicopter companies have said that foggy weather before the helicopter hit the ground was an act of God and blamed air traffic controllers. The federal hearing focused on the long-awaited probable cause or causes of the tragedy that unleashed worldwide grief for the retired basketball star, launched several lawsuits and prompted state and federal legislation. "I think the whole world is watching because it's Kobe," said Ed Coleman, an Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University professor and aircraft safety science expert. Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, and 6 other passengers were flying from Orange County to a youth basketball tournament at his Mamba Sports Academy in Ventura County on January 26, 2020, when the helicopter encountered thick fog in the San Fernando Valley north of Los Angeles. The Sikorsky S-76 helicopter banked abruptly and plunged into hills below, killing all 9 aboard instantly before flames engulfed the wreckage. There was no sign of mechanical failure and the crash was believed to be an accident, the National Transportation Safety Board has said previously. The board during its hearing Tuesday is likely to make non-binding recommendations to prevent future crashes when it meets remotely and announces its findings about the crash. The NTSB is an independent federal agency that investigates transportation-related crashes but has no enforcement powers. It submits suggestions to agencies like the Federal Aviation Administration or the Coast Guard, which have repeatedly rejected some board safety recommendations after other disasters. Over the past year, experts have speculated that the crash could lead to requiring terrain awareness and warning systems, devices that signal when aircraft are in danger of crashing, on helicopters. The helicopter that Bryant was flying in did not have the system, which the NTSB has recommended as mandatory for helicopters. The FAA requires it only for air ambulances. However, NTSB investigator in charge Bill English said Tuesday that the system, known as TAWS, would likely not have been helpful in the scenario in which Bryant's helicopter crashed. The hilly terrain, combined with the pilot's spatial disorientation in the clouds, would have been a confusing factor, English said. "The pilot doesn't know which way is up," English said. Federal investigators said Sobayan, an experienced pilot who often flew Bryant, may have misperceived the angles at which he was descending and banking, which can occur when pilots become disoriented in low visibility, according to NTSB documents. Investigators on Tuesday also faulted Sobayan for banking to the left instead of ascending straight up while trying to climb out of the bad weather. The others killed in the crash were Orange Coast College baseball coach John Altobelli, his wife, Carrie, and their daughter Alyssa, Christina Mauser, who helped Bryant coach his daughter's basketball team, and Sarah Chester and her daughter Peyton. Alyssa and Peyton were Gianna's teammates. The crash has generated lawsuits and countersuits. On the day that a massive memorial service was held at the Staples Center, where Bryant played most of his career, Vanessa Bryant sued Sobayan and the companies that owned and operated the helicopter for alleged negligence and the wrongful deaths of her husband and daughter. Families of other victims sued the helicopter companies but not the pilot. Vanessa Bryant said Island Express Helicopters Incorporated, which operated the aircraft, and its owner, Island Express Holding Corporation, did not properly train or supervise Sobayan. She said the pilot was careless and negligent to fly in fog and should have aborted the flight. Sobayan's brother, Berg Sobayan, has said Kobe Bryant knew the risks of flying in a helicopter and that his survivors aren't entitled to damages from the pilot's estate. Island Express Helicopters Incorporated denied responsibility and said the crash was an act of God that it could not control. The company also countersued two FAA air traffic controllers, saying the crash was caused by their series of erroneous acts and or omissions. The countersuit claims one controller improperly denied Sobayan's request for flight following or radar assistance as he proceeded in the fog. Officials have said the controller terminated service because radar could not be maintained at the altitude the aircraft was flying. According to the lawsuit, the controller said he was going to lose radar and communications shortly, but radar contact was not lost. When a second controller took over, the lawsuit said, the first controller failed to brief him about the helicopter. And because the radar services were not terminated correctly, the pilot believed he was being tracked. Vanessa Bryant also sued the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, accusing deputies of sharing unauthorized photos of the crash site. California now has a state law prohibiting such conduct.